Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
47-13 before 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Monday, September 27th, day 29 of the Ida recovery. Quickly to Lieutenant Colonel Robert Warren Green, Deputy Commander of the Army Corps of Engineer, Hurricane Ida recovery mission, because he's very busy. Good morning, Colonel. How you doing?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's okay to shorten Lieutenant Colonel or Colonel, is it not?
Yeah, Colonel is the go-by for Lieutenant Colonel, so that's fine.
That's what I thought. All right. So tell me where we stand, Colonel, on the Blue Roof program. I guess the first thing we want people to know is about the deadline that's coming up, right?
Yeah, that's one of the big messages we'd like to get out, is the deadline for sign-up is this Thursday, the 30th of September. So people have to sign up if they still need support through either the website at blueroof.us or the phone number 1-888-ROOF-BLUE by this Thursday.
How is the program going so far? It seems like, I thought I remembered, and I'm trying to read my notes on the whiteboard here, you were hoping to do rather 400 roofs a day, but I think you're kind of exceeding that, aren't you?
Yeah, our contractors have really been doing a great job. They're all now fully mobilized, so over the last few days, we've been averaging just under 1,000 roofs a day, and pretty soon here, we'll be at our 10,000th roof we've had installed. We still have about 40,000 requests that have been validated that are out there, so we're working through them as fast as we can.
Some things that people should know about the program if somebody comes by and says they're with the Corps of Engineers or that they're there to install a blue roof, some indications that, or some things that they may do that you will never do, Colonel. I guess I'm trying to keep people from getting scammed.
Yeah, so the big thing is this is a free federal program. So if anybody is asking for any money to install a roof on your house, this is not part of the Blue Roof program and should not be associated with that.
So how do people apply?
So to apply for Blue Roof, the two ways are to go to the website, that's blueroof.us, or to call the call center at 1-888-ROOF-BLUE. That's 1-888-766-3258. And one of our representatives can walk you through the application process to get your application in and hopefully get you signed up.
When it comes to taking your turn or waiting your turn or people that are anxious, how do you prioritize these? Is it people that have the most damage or have the biggest leaks, or is it possible to do that? Or do people come out and assess first, or do they assess after you sign up and then when they come out to do the roof, they take a look?
So kind of two parts to that answer. Once you sign up and put an application in, we do have quality assurance reps that will either come out to your house or do a assessment over aerial imagery of the damage to the roofs to validate the request. So that's how those kind of get validated. Once we have validated requests, it's kind of a complex process how we feed them to contractors, but it's mostly based on the socioeconomic needs of the area as well as the density of damaged roofs and areas. So we can produce getting as many roofs installed as quickly as possible.
So if you have registered and you keep waiting, and that's not a shot at you all or anything because you're doing as many as you can as quickly as you possibly can, do they need to check back, or is that just going to clog up the system even more?
They are welcome to check back. You can do that through calling that same number, the 1-888-ROOF-BLUE, and our operators can confirm that your request is still valid. Or if, while you're waiting, you are able to get a permanent roofing installed and you wanted to cancel your request, you can go through that same call center number to cancel the request. So you don't have the tarping contractor show up and try to install a tarp over a newly installed roof.
Tell me what the pace is, Colonel, if you can, and how many have you done so far again?
So right now our contractors are averaging about 1,000 roofs a day. So we expect to hit about our 10,000th roof tomorrow.
And the total number is?
Validated requests we have is just around 40,000 right now.
So you're a quarter of the way there, which is, I guess, you're making pretty good progress. And I guess there are economies that pick up as people either get their roof repaired and then drop off the list, and, mm-hmm. and you get ramped up, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we are confident that we're going to meet our initial goal, which was to have all the roofs or all the requests for roofs installed within the first 60 days. So we're optimistic that we're going to make that goal. And hopefully everyone that needs the support can get it.
Thank you, Colonel. I appreciate you talking to us. And it is important that people, if you get something done in the meantime, that you call and get your name off the list, because that's going to speed it up for everybody else, I'm guessing.
That is true. Yeah. Not that we're trying to encourage people to cancel if they need the request. But, if you were able to find a solution through your insurance company or other means, please do cancel, and we'll get you off that list so that roof can go to somebody else.
Just encouraging efficiency. That's all I'm doing. Any final thoughts, Colonel?
No, we appreciate you having us on and helping us get the message out there. So just a reminder again, the final sign-up date is the 30th of September, this Thursday. So if you are in need of this program, please don't hesitate to get on the website or call that number again. And that's 1-888-ROOF-BLUE.
And if you ever need this program, you know the number, call in. We'll put you right on. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Lieutenant Colonel Robert Warren Green, Deputy Commander of the Army Corps of Engineers, Hurricane Ida Recovery Mission, 854, 6 till 9, time for traffic now on WWL.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.